You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. We're joined by Senator Dan Katowski, who is now the CEO of ChildServe, helping at-risk children lead safer and happier lives. Is that the best way to?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to change it every time. I don't want to.
You're mixing it up.
I am.
But it's good. You're just hopping, hipping, popping.
You know, I got an idea.
Candlestick shopping.
We should get some of those kids over to the shop.
We should.
You know what we should do? How's this one? Let's do a fundraiser at the shop.
Oh, come on.
Let's do a car wash. Have all the kids that you got. I could put, how many cars can I put down the aisle at the shop?
30 or 40. I don't know.
At the same time, we can have all these kids do car washes and raise money.
Awesome.
But, yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. That would be great.
Just thought it.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
Thank you.
Done. Sometimes Craig and I have on-air production meetings. You guys just did an on-air fundraiser meeting.
I like that.
Yeah. The organizers.
That could be our goal.
This is only the second time we've ever met.
Well, yeah.
And that's all you need.
But we're like brothers.
Okay.
We are.
I'm glad that is it. Is it the haircuts?
I guess. Maybe it's the heart.
The haircuts.
Why does it have to be something external?
Why can't I say no?
Why does it have to be superficial?
It does not.
Who's your barber? I go to Floyd's.
I go to. They give me money. They feel bad for me.
Oh, look at you! They give you a noogie.
Thanks for coming.
Oh, look at you!
You're a special guy.
All right, we're talking cars because we have a listener on the line who's been waiting.
I don't even know who this Patty is. Patty is in control.
Question for you. Hey, Dick, how are you doing?
Good. How's it going?
Very well. What do you want to ask Warren?
First, I just want to say thanks for having me on the show, Patty. Every night.
My pleasure. Oh, good to hear. Thank you.
Hey, Warren, so I just bought a new Honda, and it's got a CVT transmission. Now, what is your opinion on that type of transmission? Because I've read some things online after the fact, and I'm kind of having a little bit of buyer's remorse. Everybody's saying that, they have problems with it. Like, am I one of Honda's guinea pigs or something? Like,
this is completely computerized?
Well, it's a CVT, which is a continually variable transmission, I think is what it's called.
It varies pertaining to the conditions you're driving in, the speeds you're going, pavement, moisture, stuff like that.
Well, the actual transmission type is a CVT. You know what I'm referring to?
Well, transmissions are really something out of my own league, which I'm not afraid to say. You know, that's something that I really don't know. I was familiar with some of the old BorgWarner programs and vehicles that use those kinds of transmissions, but I'm not really familiar with the CVT.
Funny you mentioned that. I actually worked for them.
BorgWarner?
Yeah.
It's also known as a single-speed transmission, stepless transmission, pulley transmission, or in case of motorcycles, a twist-and-go. It's an automatic transition that can change seamlessly through continuous range of effective gear ratios.
Ooh, now there's somebody I'm going to hire to work for me at my shop. Patty?
The flexibility of a CVT allows the input shaft to maintain a constant angular velocity.
What? Is your transmission not performing the way you want it to?
No, I mean, I'm having no issues. The thing is, I'm just reading a lot of people who bought my same model car, and, you know, around 15, 20,000 miles, they say they're starting to have problems.
Well, there's probably going to be some type of either a recall or bulletin that's going to correct any of the issues, because the manufacturer is not going to want to have issues down the road for future sales of their merchandise.
Right. Yeah. Have you noticed, mostly Honda models that people are having trouble with their CVTs, or is it across different makers?
Specifically, of course. I mean, you know, I haven't even looked up any other kind of car makers, you know, to be honest, so I'm not sure.
Is Honda only using this, or are there other? Do you know of other manufacturers that are putting this type of unit in their vehicles?
Yeah, I'm not certain. I don't even know if Honda's been using it for more than a year or two. So, you know, that's why I bring up the question. That's why I was concerned a little bit.
Well, they were also using it with their Fits and their Civics. This is the beauty of Google. I don't know what to tell you, Senator. I have access to information.
This is so awesome.
Yeah,
you know, like a lot of people. So much about cars.
She's unbelievable.
There was a recall of 143,000 miles with CVT transmissions.
Okay, so there we go. So,
yeah, but they were not in the Accords. Those were limited mostly to the Fits.
What's Google?
Dick, what will happen is that the water will run down and the Accords will get recalls and or some type of a bulletin serviced to handle the issues that may come, which you haven't seen yet, have you?
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it was so far. So far there's only been problems for the Civics and Fits, but not necessarily for the Accords.
Yeah, just be positive, and you know.
Well, now I'm paying attention because I have an Accord.
Well, there you go.
What year is your Accord?
Yeah, what year is your Accord?
It's 2014.
Might not be in the. But I think it could
it's
only
a
be
a hybrid.
2013, starting with the 2013 Honda Accord CVT transmission was issued.
You know, you might not be able to get home.
When she talks CVT transmission, there's just nothing better.
You want a phone number of my tow service?
I do. I would love that.
Okay,
but
ready?
I would say
he's going to wash out the fundraiser.
I'm guessing.
We'll tow you in and wash it.
I'm guessing Warren would tell you with any. I mean, any maker, there's going to be pros and cons depending on the type of transmission they put in there. You know, I'm sure. Yeah.
I've always been a firm believer that anyone who buys a first-year model vehicle is going to be really a guinea pig for the manufacturer.
Right.
That's normal. That's not that the guinea pig's not going to have pleasure, but you know, it very well could be that you know you'll find problems. They'll be more than happy to fix them and convenience you. Honda does a good job with servicing their customers.
Yeah. So. There you go. I think that's probably your best answer, Dick. If anything does go wrong, anything goes south, you'll be able to follow through with Honda.
So you work for BorgWarner now?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. Well, I've always liked those transmissions. They were good in Jaguar and in Volvo.
But now he has a Honda, so it's not helpful. Oh, thank you so much, Dick. Good luck. Let us know if you do have any problems. Not that we can help you with it, but now I'm curious to see if anything goes wrong.
Call 411 Tomy.
Well, yeah. Have a great night.
You too. Thanks, Patty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
312-981-7200. Why are you so surprised that I sound comfortable talking about cars?
She just knows so much about cars.
She knows how to type fast.
Like I know how to type fast.
Car connoisseur. She's
I can
brilliant.
Consume information and throw it right back at you. That's all I'm saying.
It's awesome. All these acronyms you're throwing out. It's like you're all over the place.
You're like
the beautiful mind of cars. So cool.
I have to be flexible when it comes to different topics. You know, I have to be able to transition.
You're very deft.
Well, with the amount of different guests that you have, you have to be able to.
That's true.
You know,
it's like, absolutely.
Communicate.
I just haven't experienced this level of intelligence.
Not so
intelligence. Automobiles
again.
For. It's depth of knowledge.
It's regurgitation.
It's really good.
312-981-7200 if you'd like me to regurgitate anything else. Or Warren can offer you some of his expertise when it comes to cars. 312-981-7200. Craig, let me know if we have any texts with car questions. Again, Warren has been in the car business for over 30 years? 40? I don't want
to
put a number on it.
I've been on my own for 32 years. I started working at a Jaguar Volvo dealer in 1967. Mm-hmm. And
wow.
I've been around the autos for quite a bit. Yeah, it's a life.
So there we go.
Yeah, it's great. I'm looking for estimators if anyone wants to, for any pros that want a job or interview.
Estimators when it comes to
estimating
insurance
claims?
Claims,
yeah.
Okay.
If anyone out there.
Oh, there you go.
This is also a
job connector.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think about that until right now.
So if anyone is an estimator, what goes into being an estimator? What sort of background?
Well, you need to know about cars. You have to have a pretty much a love for the cars.
And can you stand there and just Google like I just did and then
It's hard to Google how many hours it's going to take to fix a car.
Gotcha. Yeah, you have to know, you have to be able to give that estimate of what the labor is going to be.
What it's going to take, what parts you're going to require, length of time for the repair, the issues you're going to have with the insurance companies.
Do you have a preference for years of experience?
I would love someone with 2-3 years experience.
There you go.
Young,
how do we
develop and
mold. Say it.
Yeah, mold into what we would like to have.
Do you have any apprenticeships or internships possibly?
Yeah, there are. I'm looking for young.
Are you?
Yeah.
Because we have some young men in our and young women in our program. We have for homeless young adults, 18 to 24. And we provide them with housing, but part of the deal is they're going to go to school or get a job, and it's not everybody is destined to get a college degree, right?
I did not get a college degree,
right?
And
there's a lot of great jobs that are out there, working with your hands or working in mechanics or just working in technology. It's just there's great opportunities out there.
There's a lot of opportunities. You have to have the heart and soul to withstand the time it takes to become really valuable to a company.
Right.
Yeah, it takes time.
More with Warren and Senator Gutowski when we come back. Warren Price of European and U.S. Auto Body at 4080
North Broadway.
North Broadway. The phone number there?
I think it's 773-248-1200.
I can look that up for you, too, if you want.
Yeah.
If you think.
I think.
You have lovely pens. But he does a great work on cars.
The pens?
Yes,
we have these stylists on the end of our pens, and we give them to every customer so they could...
Nice.
You know, text while driving and have an accident.
Yeah, no. We don't encourage that at all.
But I have to say one thing right now. Can I throw this out there?
This
is very, very important. I have to say happy birthday to my twin daughters that are turning 14.
What?
Lily and Claire.
Happy birthday, Lily and Claire.
And I love you both, and I can't wait to see you later.
Oh, there you go. Are they out playing Pokemon?
I have no idea what they're doing.
Do they do Pokemon?
I have
Pokemon
no idea.
Go? All right, then.
No, I don't think so.
No?
There's other stuff.
It's happening at Casa Kotowski.
Is it really happening at Casa Kotowski?
It's happening.
I'll have to show you some photos. We have Drowsy in the studio and some other Pokemon. Do we have any? Craig will let us know if we have any Pokemon.
We have a Drowsy again.
We have a Drowsy again?
There's a Drowsy in the studio,
Wow. I thought my son
was in my lap.
I could do a Drowsy.
He went over to this church parking lot. Like, where are you going?
Yeah.
It's like 10 o'clock at night. He's like, I don't know. I was like,
you don't know.
I was like, what do you mean? What are you doing over there? He's like, got nothing. And then I was like, my other son would take the dog for a walk. And then my older son comes back in with the dog. I'm like, where's Coop? Why do you have the dog? He's like, oh, he's out there. And they're like, they're literally going out, walking through the neighborhood, finding different Pokemon.
There's a little button on the bottom of the game that shows you how many feet away a Pokemon is, 1, 2, or 3,
right.
Which I guess means an amount of yards. So yeah, you would just follow until you find one.
Yeah. It was just, there's a church that's like a block away from our house. And it was just, I found his behavior kind of peculiar because I was like, what is he smoking in the, you know what I mean?
That's what a mom said on Bill and Wendy's show the other day. Her daughter said she needed to go out on some sort of, on a hunt.
I got to go outside.
Yeah, she had to go outside.
How do you hide that? How can you possibly hide that when you walk back in and you reek?
But he
No, they're not. They're going out and playing Pokemon.
They're playing
an augmented reality app, and this is only gonna grow. But is it kind of cool? Okay, let's talk about. I mean, I know that some listeners are absolutely
sick of it,
apoplectic
probably.
When it comes to us talking about this app. Apoplectic.
Apoplectic.
Yeah. They do. They're losing their mind. They're texting. They're posting on Facebook. They're asking us to stop talking about it. But I think the idea of going out, there have been parents who have children with autism who are also reacting and interacting with other kids in a very strong and positive way. So
yeah.
I can see that as a tool, a good tool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I also am annoyed by the people who are walking across the street as you're driving by while they're texting on their telephones.
Well, you're so far away from your microphone that I'm going to see you come closer.
No, not anymore.
More after this on 720 WGN 312-981-7200. Warren Price is in studio taking your car questions. Is your car going? It's just your seatbelt is on the outside of the car. More after this on 720 WGN. And Warren C. Price. Is it Warren C. Price?
Warren C. Price.
Wait a minute. So that's what happened. I just read a tweet from Brandon C. Price. Warren Price is the. What just happened? Could you take that out of the? I miss
cut,
Brandon.
Cut.
We haven't.
You
seen
can't
him in a
shut
weeks.
The mic off on that one.
No.
We haven't seen him. He's celebrating Vamp's anniversary this weekend. By the way, Esmeralda, are you up for? I know you're doing Pitchfork like all weekend, but can you come to Vamp like at 10:30 on Saturday?
Probably.
Yeah, let's do Vamp on Saturday.
Yeah, let me know.
Vamp. Remember you met Brandon? God, I can't do people's names right.
I met Warren C. Price. He's right here.
He's a man.
Warren C. Price.
Brandon C. Price and Vamp are celebrating their anniversary this weekend. They've got shows on Friday and Saturday at 10:30. It's a BYOB show. It's a music, comedy, and drinking show. And they do improv. It's like Wayne Brady if he was drunk the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Wow, very cool.
Isn't he drunk all the time anyway?
I don't think so. He seems to just be happy with life.
Yeah. Okay.
312-981-7200. We have a few moments left for our car guy. You got a problem with your car? We got a car guy.
You got it.
So let us know if there's something going on with your car that you're concerned. If it's your... Senator Gutowski's waiting for me to just spout off all kinds of information about your cars, but I'm not going to do that.
I read your book that you wrote on the Peugeot, the 363.
Yeah, do you like that?
Oh my God. It was some of your best work today.
Well, I wanted to write about the Cabriolet and its effect on smaller cars when Volkswagen...
Isn't the Cabriolet a wine?
No, the Cabriolet was the... am I saying the Cabriolet wine?
No, I'm just...
Those were cute little Volkswagens.
Yes, they were.
I had
cabriolet.
One.
You had a cabriolet?
Yeah.
Did you have the convertible?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Cool. It was a red one. It was 89.
Okay.
Mm. See, I just had the GTI, and it was just had a sunroof.
Was there a song about the GTI?
Yeah, but it was a Volkswagen GTI.
Yeah, I know.
It was before the, it was like in between the size of a cabriolet and a Golf. It wasn't a Golf.
And it is
it was
cabriolet.
A rabbit. That's what it was.
It was.
Cabriolet.
I have a cabriolet at the shop if you'd like, like it.
That book that you did, though.
It's gray.
What is?
No.
The cabriolet I have.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And Warren does not recommend repainting a car because it's very expensive. You have to strip the whole thing, all the paint that's on
it. It's
there.
A loser.
It's a loser.
It's a loser.
Is it automatic?
Negative.
By the way, we got a quick question from the 224. I just found a horsey under the hood of my car. What does that mean? That is a Pokemon?
A horsey.
That's good.
How many horses was it?
All the horses. There were a bunch of people outside the studio to see Craig. They were all walking around with their phones, and then security shooed them. They were literally shooed away from the windows. It's kind of fun.
Did they move them away?
I think that they were there for a little long, and the security was like, time to move along.
How many Pokemons are outside, you think? Are there...
I don't know, but everyone's... Well, look, you can see...
I can't believe I just asked that question.
There's about 12, 14
within
people out there.
Within a few meters of here, there's Pikachu? About 15 Pokemon.
Really?
Yeah.
All right,
Pikachu. Like Pikachu was a Pokemon, right?
Pikachu's not around here right now.
No,
is Pikachu
no.
like a?
We
I
got
can't
a Ghastly.
Stop.
There's a Drowsy. There's a Rata. It's a bunch of Pokemon.
But there a lot around here.
Yeah, there are.
Wow,
here comes some.
Freaking out. Yeah. Does he have a?
Fine.
Yeah, she's on.
You can take a picture. Are you playing Pokemon or are you?
Oh, now we got
picture?
A photograph.
I don't know.
Smile.
I don't know if he's taking a picture or playing poker. Now I'm not going to know.
No,
I'm like posing for people. They're like, I don't want you.
He's not looking. He's just taking a picture. He's not looking for the...
the Pokemon?
Yeah.
This is... I don't know. I'm so sorry to the listeners who are annoyed with the conversation about it. I understand completely.
You know what? You
I can't.
Enthralled
hold on.
For
let me
a
see if I let me
on
see if
cars.
I can talk. Hold on. Let me see if I can. One second. Here we go. Right there. Hello. Oh, where'd he go? I thought I was... Wait, come back. Nope. All right, then. I was looking for the button and... All right. That was really sad, right
it's
there. I tried talking
together,
to the guy.
Just like
this
plan.
Is exactly how I thought it was going to go in my dreams. This is how I thought it was going to go down. We are going to talk to our friends from Highwood. Oh wait, Trucker Allen, do we have time? You say straight to the. Okay, here we go. Hey, Trucker Allen, how are you doing?
Hey, Patty. Just a little heads up. The all the overhead signs on the expressways up in Wisconsin all say "Drive now, find Pokemon later."
Yep. I've heard
excellent.
That.
Yeah. Really? Excellent. Very
yeah.
good.
Yeah. Drive now, Pokemon later. Mm-hmm. That's and I think it's wise. Hey, by the way, Trucker Allen, I was looking at, I was watching some investigative reports about all the trucks that are having trouble with overpasses. What can we do? What needs to happen for a better sign? Is it signage? Is it more information for truckers who are going into cities? What can we do to avoid that problem?
Part of that is you should know the height of your own truck, but there also is sometimes problems when they, like the city or the city or someone who repave a street.
That's right.
And then they don't remeasure it.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
That's a good point. Right.
But yeah, most guys you should know, and then it's really tough in the city. Like I said, they repave something, you don't remeasure it. But yeah, you don't want to go with anything that even if it says the exact height of your truck, you don't want to go under it. So.
Yeah, yeah. Nick D lives on Irving Park Road right by the Kennedy, and basically that overpass is like a can opener. I mean, there's trucks coming through all the time that are getting
yeah,
just ripped open.
They have to get rid of the trucks out of there. They have to flatten all
the tires.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, be safe out there.
There's so many different ways of actually, sometimes it'll roll the top off. Sometimes it'll crush the trailer in the middle. It's a mess.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Trucker Allen. You be safe, and thank you so much for calling in.
The fallout is
terrible. Thank you.
Thank you.